Hello, welcome. Angst die Hand fängt in Nigeria. Info und Herren von Hanker, der Number One Talk Station. I'm Dial. Got 8 minutes gone past 5 p.m. Discussions continue right now, and well, is our looter still continuing? There's a story from the Punch. Court nullifies Obaseki's suspension of union activities in universities. The National Industrial Court of Nigeria, sitting in Benin City, Edo State capital, has declared that the June 8, 2022 directive of the state government suspending trade unions' activities in tertiary institutions in the state as unconstitutional, illegal, null and void. Recall that ASUU at Ambrose Ali University had approached the NICN through its lawyer Kingsley Obadmogie to challenge the directive of Governor Gordon Obaseki suspending all unions in the state's tertiary institutions. The suit had the ASUU chairman, AAU chapter, Dr. Cyril Onobwestele, Assistant Secretary, Dr. William Odion as claimants, Obaseki, the state's Attorney General, and the Edo State government were the defendants. And the ASUU AAU chapter sought several things, including the order or directive of the defendants for the suspension of the trade union activities at Ambrose Ali University, Ekwema, as unconstitutional, illegal, null and void, and same as Austria advised to pass the defendants. And several other prayers were sought, which were all granted, by the way. And delivering judgment, Justice AA, they will be more ruled that the state government was wrong to have suspended trade union activities in the AAU and other tertiary institutions in the state. So there you have it. Now, as I mentioned at the start of the show today, I really do wonder how or why the state government in the state embarked on this venture in the first place. I mean, all parties involved, the Attorney General of the state, the governor, who I suppose is an enlightened fellow, should have known that this would definitely not stand the test of any court, for that matter. But well, we are where we are now. However, the point of this conversation is labor unions and trade unions in the country at this time. And as I said at the start of the show today, there is no undermining the incredibly important roles that labor unions have played in Nigeria and the country. The immense contributions of trade unions to the development and growth of the country over the years. Even the struggle for our democracy, that story cannot be completely told without the immense, huge contributions of labor unions or labor to struggle for democracy as well, and several other things. And talking about, or specifically talking about, you know, unions as regards ASUU, for example, I remember some of my earlier years in Port Harcourt here, you know, when I did express some concern about the activities of ASUU at that time. It was, I think, the first time I was going to get in touch or be in contact with Dr. Austin Sado of University of Port Harcourt, former chairman of ASUU over there, and he reached out to me and took me on a tour of University of Port Harcourt, and I saw the results of the struggles of labor, or ASUU specifically, over the years. You know, the several TED Fund buildings, TED Fund projects over there. TED Fund, by the way, was the brainchild of ASUU, and all the things, you know. So they have done quite a lot in helping to nurture our democracy, in getting the democracy in the first place, and nurturing that democracy, and several other aspects of our lives, education, you name it, every economy, everything else. They've played immense roles. However, labor has come under a lot of scrutiny lately also due to some of its actions, some of its activities. You know, more recently, the issue with the airpiece incident, where labor in Imo State had a problem with the state government, and it felt the way to handle that is to shut down airpiece activities in Lagos State and elsewhere. And some of the actions of labor as well have raised concerns over the years, have raised concerns as to the integrity of labor or its relevance to the scheme of things, whether or not labor is we still serving the interests of Nigerians or its members, or serving personal interests now. So I'm asking, in your estimation, from your standpoint, how relevant is labor in Nigeria today? How relevant is labor still? The lines are open. call 0817-923-0002 or 0817-923-0003. Also, we got 0817-923-0009. We're live on facebook.com/ Nigeria Info PH. We are on Twitter as well, at Nigeria Info PH. How relevant are labor unions in Nigeria today? To what extent do they contribute to or impact the growth and development? Once again, it takes nothing away from the immense contributions of labor to the country over the years, you know, in getting our democracy, in nurturing that democracy, the battle for the growth of the economy of the country, education, healthcare. I mean, in every sector, we have witnessed the impact of labor or trade unions, you know, in trying to ensure growth and development in the various sectors of our country. However, confidence appears to be eroding in labor lately. Which has raised questions as to the relevance of labor, really, in the scheme of things. So, how relevant is labor still? Is labor still critical to the sustenance and deepening of democracy in Nigeria? Is labor still critical to us having, a functional healthcare system in the country, one that's also accessible by everyone? Is labor still critical to us having qualitative education as well, that also is accessible to everyone? Is labor still critical to nurture and deepen the democracy? I think I may mention that. Is labor still relevant to growing our economy and ensuring that it's able to achieve the immense potentials that undoubtedly it does have? Diversifying our economy, a mantra that's been used so very often over the years, but which has remained somewhat still at that level, at mantra level, hasn't really translated much into a diversified economy, as the country is still largely dependent on the proceeds from the oil and gas industry. And even rice right now is becoming something for the bourgeois, you know. Hello, I'm fine to welcome. Please go on.
Hello.
Hello. All right, go ahead.
My name is Peter.
Go ahead, Peter.
Calling from Portugal.
Go ahead, please.
I really commend the effort of labor union in Nigeria. They are very actually good. And what I want to add to it, the area they should consider and look into is the issue of contractors taking contracts in the name of security companies. If you look at the way those contractors are impoverishing their staff, they're not taking care of their staff. Some of these staff are poorly taken care of. You see, when you collect contracts, this amount to be paid, they will divide the amount as to be paid as salary into three, giving the people that are working peanuts. It does not even end there. They don't even register them as for any pension contribution fund, nothing like incentive for these workers. These contractors, they are killing those staff. They use as security staff, as security personnel. So the labor union should take into the activities of contractors in charge of security.
But these persons you say are working as security officials in these companies, are they members of any of the labor unions? Are they union members, these security operatives?
I don't know if they have any union. I don't know if they really
I doubt that they are. Also, do they have any signed contracts with the companies, the security firms they're working for?
They have signed contracts. This consultant, they have signed contract agreement.
I'm not even sure they need labor per se. I mean, if you have a signed contract of engagement with a company, like any other signed contract, and one party defaults or religious, you know, in implementing its own part of the contract. For example, the contract says you are employed for such and such a duration and you are going to earn X amount. And you signed, your employer signed as well. If at the end of the month the employer is paying you something different, you don't need labor per se. I mean, you have a contract, you can go to court. So, you sound like one more thing. You sound like it's not happening to one person. You sound like it's happening to several persons. So these persons can come together and then go to court collectively.
I'm not getting you clearly.
These persons you are talking about can come together and go to court collectively if they have contracts, as you say they have. How relevant is labor in the scheme of things as far as the growth and development of the country is concerned at this time? Is labor playing that role that, you know, Nigerians knew to play, you know, when it helped fight for and helped nurture our democracy? Is labor still doing that, helping to ensure the growth of our economy and the different sectors of our economy? Is labor still playing that role right now? Or has labor lost the confidence of the people? And if there are shortcomings with labor, what are these shortcomings? And how can labor deal with these challenges and get back on track? That is, if you perceive it is no longer on track, what's responsible for that? Why is it no longer on track? And what does it need to do to get itself back on track, to ensuring that it, you know, attains that position it has been known to have attained or to occupy, and keep on playing the role that it's no doubt has played, and quite commendably, I must say, over the years. Commercial break comes up in a few minutes. Headlines at the bottom of the hour as well at 5:30. The discussion continues afterwards. Once again, numbers to call 0817-93-0002, 0817-93-0003, also 0817-93-0009. We're on facebook.com/ Nigerian for PH, and Twitter as well, at Nigeria Info PH. Well, we'll go for a breakdown. We'll return shortly. A commercial break, as I mentioned a while ago. What's the headlines at 5:30? Discussions written after that. Do please stay with us.
The details.
The stories.
The updates.
The number one station for talk. Brings it all.
Nigerian politics is more strategic. Even look at the presidential level, you see almost the same thing almost playing out. It's a game of numbers and popularity.
Even of course, to help our brothers and sisters to rise up,
that's contained. Don't be left out of the conversation.
Let's talk on Nigeria Info. And now, hard facts. With Dio.
Hello and welcome back. 27 minutes to go before 6 p.m. You still listen to Hard Facts from the number one talk station, 92.3 Nigeria Info, and Herring Port Harcourt and Dio. Let's talk. By the way, at 6 p.m. the major news is on. Before then, however, discussions continue. Court nullifies Obaseki's suspension of union activities in universities. The National Industrial Court of Nigeria, sitting in Benin City, Edo State Capital, has declared that the June 8, 2022 directive of the state government suspending trade unions' activities in tertiary institutions in the state as unconstitutional, illegal, null and void. Also, at the Ambrose Ali University, had approached the court through its lawyer, challenging the directive of the governor, Gordon Obaseki, suspending all unions in a state's tertiary institutions. And delivering judgment, Justice Adewale Mimo ruled that the state government was wrong to have suspended trade union activities in the AAU and other tertiary institutions in the state. And once again, I mean, that's a no-brainer. That judgment of the National Industrial Court is one that could have been predicted by anyone. I don't see how the court would have ruled in favor of the Edo State government. One wonders once again why the Edo State government embarked on that venture in the first place. However, that said, how relevant are labor unions or trade unions in Nigeria at the moment? It appears that every time, you know, government is taking some kind of a step and labor says no, eventually somehow government seems to have its way. You know, name it. Is it increase in pump price of petrol? Is it increase in power tariffs? You name it. Of course, well, sometimes labor gets into some intense situation with the government. ASUU, most notably recently, embarked on a strike for, I think, at least 8 months. Or thereabouts, 8 months to a year, thereabouts, give or take. That was a very long situation, really. The question, however, is, even at that, what has been the impact of that prolonged strike on tertiary education in Nigeria? You know, yes, some money was released recently, but that was always going to be released anyways. That was TET fund money, which is quite different from the money that ASUU has been asking for. And other things as well, of course, revitalization and the rest of it. How relevant are trade unions in Nigeria to the scheme of things at this time? The lines are open. Call, just a moment. All right. Okay, numbers to call. 0817-923-0002. That's 0817-923-0002. Also 0817-923-0003. We're live on facebook.com/NigeriaInfoPH. We're also on Twitter at NigeriaInfoPH. Well, I've got a comment in from Maudi Excellence. Goes, good evening. The problem of labor is bad leadership. The labor leaders are politicians in disguise. They pretend to fight for the people, but they are working with the politicians for their own personal interest. Labor leaders are meant to be nonpartisan, but what we see is pretense and pursuit of personal interest to enrich themselves. So this is the reason they are unable to oppose the unfavorable treatment from the government for the betterment of the masses. I would advise labor leaders to be sincere, up and doing, bold and nonpartisan, and this will bring better changes in society. You can also send your comment in via Facebook and Twitter at NigeriaInfoPH. But to the phone lines right now, I've got Justice from Umudi, okay, all right, Umudi Alga or something of that nature.
Justice, that is you can see.
Hello, Justice, you're welcome, please go ahead.
Okay, hello, good evening.
All right, go ahead, please.
Yes, Justice, you're from Umudi.
Go ahead, please, I just called your name, go ahead.
Dayo, if you look at the situation of things in this country, and if you do your findings too, you will notice that a good number of people have lost confidence in the union. Most especially in NLC in Nigeria. That is why you can see government will come up, do make a law, make a pronouncement. That is why you can see things happening the way it's not ought to be. If it is in a country where labor is enforced, you understand that even the government, before they do things, they will come from the labor. But now check, when last did labor embark on strike? Labor will tell you, we'll go for strike next week. That day we reach, labor will shift the site. And you go back to here, labor has taken bribe. Labor is not from Kelso.
ASUU embarked on a very, very long strike recently. ASUU is part of labor.
Labor, you know, hello, Dayo.
You heard what I said.
Is that what? I can hear.
You heard what I said earlier.
That what?
ASUU embarked on a prolonged strike. ASUU is part of labor.
Yes, yes, to have embarked on a long strike. I acknowledge that. But apart from Afri, there are still unions that make up NLC in Nigeria. But generally, when you talk of NLC, when you talk of the body of labor in Nigeria, I'm joining to raise them low.
Resident doctors have embarked on strikes severally lately as well. I think there's a threat of another strike as well.
Okay. For example, in River State.
For example,
River State. How can you rate labor in River State?
No.
Is labor existing in River State?
Well, the labor exists, yeah. I mean, they have a secretariat and all that, and they have executives. They hold elections, so they exist.
Okay, are you not aware that labor secretariat in River State has been shut down? How many years did it take River State government to renovate NLC secretariat in River State? At the time, I don't even know who is the current chairman of NLC River State. Before you know, you begin to hear that she's talking NLC.
Well, there is a new, if I may use the word new, chairman of NLC in River State. I don't quite remember his name right now, but there is. And as far as the secretariat is concerned, I think you'll have to ask the River State government, I mean, that question. I don't know why. If it's still under lock and key, I can't confirm that right now, even though I know that just before the elections it was locked and not, you know, for whatever reason. I don't know what the state is at the moment, but there are NLC executives in River State.
You cannot deny the fact that the former labor chairperson in River State, that was labor candidate in the last governorship election, with that cooperation between labor and the current River State government, because I can still remember that they have been long ahead. Even yesterday, some petitioners protested. Is it also be like this? We have a protesting the interests of the civil servants.
You know what?
Your
comments are a bit confusing. On one hand,
labor in River State and Nigeria at large, I rate them low. They are not doing what they are supposed to do.
But interestingly, in the same breath, you say that labor in River State is at loggerheads with the state government. So can you see how confusing? Okay, all right. I'm not sure the essence of that phone call was to make any tangible, you know, any logical argument. It was simply to express some frustration, I suppose. I mean, one moment he's saying Labour is doing nothing. The next moment he's saying that Labour is at loggerheads with the government. I mean, usually, maybe not all the time, but usually when Labour is at loggerheads with the government, suggests that Labour is doing something. I mean, if he had said Labour was friendly with the government, which is not necessarily a bad thing either, but might be suggestive that Labour is not doing its job as it should, I suppose. I mean, that would be a different matter. I mean, one moment Labour is doing nothing, the next moment Labour is at loggerheads with the government. So which one is it exactly? They're doing their job or they're not doing their job? Anyways, how relevant is labor to the scheme of things in the country at the moment? Nurturing our democracy and ensuring the growth and development of the different facets of our polity, the economy, healthcare, education, security, power, you name it. You name it. Let's talk. 0817-93-0002. I've got a comment over here. Hello, Dial. Labour unions representing members or workers that are majorly domiciled in public sector that are very docile, unlike NUJ, NBA, NUPENG. Aviation workers unions are officially labour unions, but I dare say threats issued by NUPENG and aviation workers unions especially are even more powerful than NLC as an entity. And these unions protect the interests of their members, even at the risk of hurting the general public. Same can't be said about other unions dominated by civil servants, except for NMA and ASU. The rest are as docile as the facility can be. Do you also realize that government unilaterally deducts union dues on the docile unions from the salaries of its members and remits as check of dues? I bet you if union leaders of NUPENG, aviation workers and NBA didn't have to hustle to collect dues from its members and registration fees of prospective members, they would be amongst those docile unions whose names we don't even remember. That's for Michael. Michael, this entire comment sounds contradictory as well. If you're saying that the reason, according to you, only the likes of New Peng or aviation workers are, you know, or aviation workers unions are the only functional trade unions in the country, and you're saying the reason they are that functional, according to you, is because of dues they have to collect from their members and registration fees from prospective members. You said that in one part of your message, and then in the earlier part of your message, you also indicate that those unions you consider to be docile are still collecting dues and registration fees. So that leaves me a bit confused there. So why are those ones docile and this one's active? If you say that some unions are active just because of dues and registration fees, and then you have unions that are not active and are still collecting dues and registration fees, why then are these other ones active for dues and registration fees? They don't have to be, because you have, according to your premise, even if you're not active, you still collect dues and registration fees anyways. So what's the point then? Why be active strictly because of dues and registration fees? Because from your premise, even if you're not active or you're doing nothing, you will still collect dues and registration fees. And by the way, I think I should... Did he mention the NBA? I think I saw the NBA somewhere there. I need to confirm that, but I really think I did see the NBA somewhere. Oh, yeah, he did mention the NBA. I bet you if even leaders of New Peng Aviation Workers and NBA, he didn't have to hustle to collect dues from his members. Aha, so he mentioned the NBA. Now, to the best of my knowledge, the Nigerian Bar Association, which I think is what he's referring to by the NBA, is not a trade union. I don't think it's a trade union. I think the NBA is a professional association of all lawyers admitted to the bar. I'm not sure the NBA qualifies as a labor union or a trade union. As a matter of fact, I don't think it's a trade union, actually. It's a professional association. And there's a difference between professional associations and labor or trade unions, I think. It's like, what's that one for accountants? There's that professional body for accountants as well in the country. What's it called again? They have an examination as well. Can someone please remind me? Send in a message, please. The one for accountants. Goodness. You can send a message via facebook.com/ Nigerian for PH or via WhatsApp on 0809. 0306416. Oh yes, ICANN, that's the one. Thank you very much. Yeah, ICANN, that's the one I'm trying to remember. That's it. That's the Institute of Chartered Accountants of Nigeria. It's also a professional accountancy body in Nigeria. ICANN is not a trade union. It's not a labor union either, you know. It's a professional association. So, and that's what the NBA is as well. Okay, Michael is back with a further argument saying government unilaterally deducts union dues from civil servant salaries on behalf of those docile unions, but the active unions always collect dues from willing members whose membership ceases if the union isn't representing their interest. Oh, okay, I think I get the points that you're making now. Oh, okay, all right. I think I understand the point Michael is making. Oh, someone else helps me with some other ones. You have ICANN, you have NAC, you have CORIN. Exactly, those are professional associations. They're not labor unions. Where I think I get the point Michael is trying to make now. Anyways, All right, apologies if you're having trouble reaching me via the phone lines, but the numbers once again are 0817-93-0002 or 0817-93-0003. You can also join me via Facebook and Twitter at Nigeria Info PH. Via Twitter at Precious Alex on to Twitter. Some of these labor unions do not in actual sense of it fight for the betterment of the respective unions, rather they advance their personal cause. Lada Udogadi, who is watching live from Austria now, good to hear from you, and let's get to know your take as well, if you do have a thought or two on the matter at hand. Quite about 10 minutes ago, before 6 p.m, a reminder, the major news comes up top of the hour at 6. How relevant are labor unions to the scheme of things at the moment? Also, recently, Labour was talking about a hall of shame for the judiciary and any judge, especially right now we have post-election litigation on across the country, and saying that, you know, any judge who gives a funny judgment as far as election petitions are concerned will be entered into a hall of shame. You know, so, you know, how relevant is Labour in the scheme of things? I imagine there was a time when that would hold, you know, some serious water, and we consider the very serious thing, but does it hold the same, does Labour command the same respect now as it may have in the past? Is it relevant to the scheme of things now as it was in the past, when Labour would be responsible for, you know, designing policy and policy implementation? And for example, in the education sector, I mentioned TET Fund a while ago, you know, which is still playing a very crucial role even now as far as funding tertiary education in the country is concerned. Once again, I imagine if there was no TED fund, a lot of the structures you have in Uniport, for example, very likely not exist. And I believe the same goes for several other tertiary institutions across the country. Hello, Hard Factor, welcome. Please go on.
Hello, good evening,
Daniel. Hi, go ahead.
My name is Samuel. I'm calling from Joba.
Go ahead, please.
Okay. Concerning the issue on ground, the answer
turn off your video set, please.
Okay, sorry. The issue is labor has become so docile in Nigeria. They are not active. If labor were to be active, the current issue with our petroleum sector wouldn't have lasted this long. They are just there for being there. That's what I would say. They're just there for being there. They are there to collect dues, enrich themselves. Some of them eventually become politicians. At the end of the day, sometimes they will just come up with some additions that politicians can call them to a round table. They go there, take bottled water, take tea, and they settle themselves, and voila, that's the end of it all.
Mm.
So they are not active the way they ought to be. Our refineries, if Labour were to be active, they would have agitated that our refineries should be working. Imagine 8 years of this government, almost 8 years down, and Labour has done nothing. What tangible effort have they put in place to ensure that the government fix our refineries, make sure the, at least two of our refineries are functional?
One of the reasons we don't have a fully deregulated sector right now, or subsidy being removed, could be because of the agitations of Labour. Labour has insisted we must have functional refineries before subsidy is fully removed.
Is it just insisting? What role have they played? Because most times it is government workers who sometimes are their members that frustrate the efforts of even genuine government from putting in place functional refineries. If Labour were to be genuine, they would have sanitized the system. Labour has a very huge role to play in the progress and the success of our country, Nigeria, but they are not doing that currently.
All right.